That's brought to you by our friends at 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. Before we get started really quickly here, our guest is in studio this morning, but Carl, I just wanted to touch base. Last night there was some activity happening in the Frankfort area with our local Walmart, and I was hoping you could just give us a quick rundown of that.
Yeah, so it all started. It was a busy day for the Frankfort Police Department. They were staking out a house on Ohio Street, and a pursuit ended up happening after that that resulted in a crash. They returned to the Ohio Street house and ended up seeing a wanted person enter. They requested a warrant, and a bomb threat was called into the Walmart that they think is connected. They think that the people in the house wanted the police to go to the Walmart, so they ended up closing down the Walmart. They got canines, bomb sniffing dogs out there, and they all cleared it. So
everything was okay then as far as the Walmart was concerned. No one was hurt, anything like that.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate that. Also, Roby Bales with BCS Boutique is with us this morning, but we have a caller on the line we need to get to real quickly first. So good morning to, I think it's Mark Newhart. Mark, is that you?
My driver's license.
That's what's on your driver's license?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
It didn't take up much time. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Mike, Matt, Melissa, Cindy, Russ, Ken, all that were there at the Points of Light Volunteer Fair last night representing WILO, and for all the patrons that turned out to come and see us, and all the people that were there in booths. Thanks to Jill and her brother for opening up 51 West. It's always a great venue. A damp, dank weather. I think it was the first time we'd had bad weather for the event, but still people showed up and came out. I just wanted to reach out and thank everybody for putting on the event again. And we'll be there again next year, so never fear.
Well, we appreciate that. I know the weather wasn't very good, and we would have liked for more people to come out, but I totally understand. But we'll do it again next year, and we appreciate you coming out and joining us for that. Last night, of course, was the Points of Light Volunteer Fair. It was at 51 West Event Center, as Mark had just mentioned. And so we appreciate the folks that certainly came out, the organizations, and then people that came out. And I saw last night that Coach Kidd's got a new mentor last night, right, Carl?
Yes, we did, from We Care Recovery Home.
So there you go. So we appreciate everyone that came out. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you doing that, Mark.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you too, Carl. I know we've spoke about Coach for Kids a few times, and we get through this election season. I'm going to help out with that also too. So, I'll let you go back to the show. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye, Melissa.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So we do want to get to our guest this morning, but we appreciate Mark calling in about the volunteer fair last night. And our guest this morning is Roby Bales from BCS Boutique. I'm just going to shout out Nick for standing us up this morning. I'm going to call him out right here and right now. So, no.
Good for you.
No, that's okay. I totally am. You know, it's a busy time of the year for him, though. I mean, he, as well as you, unfortunately, your busy seasons, well, or fortunately, that way maybe you can take time off together, kind of collide and come together. But you have a lovely little boutique in Michigan Town, BCS Boutique, right on the main drag there, folks. You can't miss it. And it's funny. I know you started out just working out of your home, and you have a lovely home as well. And then we see these greenhouses go up at your home. And I know you have been doing at least something with flowers and the ground and plants as long as I can remember. I'm sure that's how it is for you. But just tell us initially how you got started and where your passion for that came from.
Well, I'll have to say that thank you for inviting me. That's very nice of you to do that, and I appreciate being here. The passion probably came from my grandmother's, and the little bit that we were able to do when we farmed were pansies. And so I always will carry pansies because that's what our grandparents were always able to have, pansies and marigolds.
So. Those were the starter plants, as we like to say.
Right, right. So I've always had that passion to do that, but it just evolved. It's a God thing. I just followed what his lead was and what he told me to do, and I've just tried to do that. So.
Well, and you had four beautiful kids somewhere along the way, and they, none of them are even close to home now, are they?
Not too close, no. Right now we have one in, they're all over.
I get you. I understand. So you started out mostly kind of in the backyard, but then this opportunity came up in Michigan Town. And I have to tell you, it has been a blessing for the town as well. You know, that area at one point did not look so good. And now not only does it look good and there's this beautiful little shop there, but now there's flowers and Christmas trees in the season. So tell us a little bit about BCS Boutique. Let's start with maybe the shop first, and then we'll move to the flower section.
Okay, well, as many of you know, my husband's trustee and trying to take care of the environment and what's around. A lot of people were complaining in Michigan Town about the brick pile, and it was a mess. And dear Sam Paris, he was afraid that the brick building would fall on his insurance office, so he had it pushed in, and the bricks just sat there for years. And then the property came up for sale, and we thought it was a tax sale. So we did get it for a very low price as far as that goes, but then IDEM got involved, and we had to start separating cement from wood, from bricks, and we had to, thousands of dollars later.
The process, yes.
Yes, and still, we didn't know. We just wanted to clean up the area there for Michigan Town, didn't know what to do. And so the first year, I sowed about $400 worth of wildflower seeds on it, thinking, well, that would just be a wildflower patch, and we'd set in some benches, and people could, just sit and whatever. That's the year that it snowed so much, and they didn't have anywhere to put the snow, so they put 15 ton of snow on that little bitty property there. So the wildflowers didn't make it. Well, there's still forget-me-nots, actually, that are coming up to this day, but fast forward, everybody kept saying, why don't you put your business up there? And it's like that old saying that God says, well, I sent you a boat and I sent you this person. I didn't get it. I just didn't get it.
I understand.
For years, we didn't do anything. And like I said, finally, I thought, well, I'll put, because I was open on Fridays at home with the flower shop, and people needed to know where the trustee was and this and that. So anyway, it's just evolved from there and just slowly grown from that place on. So,
and you started out with a tiny little spot.
Yes.
You have recently added on a new spot that goes, it's a really nice shop now. So tell us about some of the things that you carry in the shop. Now, I know I've ordered flowers and had them sent. Do you still do flowers and then send them, mm-hmm. For local delivery?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It was just a little Amish building to begin with. We had no running water and no restroom. I'd wait and go across the road for lunch to go to the restroom. And but anyway, Nick said, if you're gonna succeed, I'll build you what you need. And if any of you have not come out, you should come out, because my husband did build me an addition on the back, and that building is very, it has a nice restroom. I'm very proud of my restroom. And 135 foot well later, and the water is crystal clear and really good water. But the building is nice, and it holds, you name it, we've got it, I think, antiques, candles, giftables, things for funerals, plants, all kinds of succulents inside, just a little flowers and plants
some
and
clothes.
Pictures.
You
and
have
crabs.
A little clothing
yes,
section.
Yes, yes, yes. I try to have whatever. Customers come in and tell me what they like and what they need. And so I go all over the country as best I can and pick those things up when I'm visiting our children. And so there's what my mainstays are, our anise cologne and candles, and then some kind of funeral arrangement. And then I'm very excited because I just got a cooler, so I have fresh cut flowers, so people can come in and get bouquets. Just like on the way here, I dropped off a couple arrangements at a funeral home, so we are doing some arrangements for funerals homes, whether it be fresh cut or whether it be stones or blankets, or just sometimes I create whatever the family comes in and they describe their loved one, and then I try to create what they need and what they want for the funeral homes.
It is a lovely shop, and I cannot tell you how convenient. You know, you get out in these small communities, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I've got to go to a birthday party, or oh, I've got something coming up, and typically there's nothing there. Well, now in Michigan Town, we are so fortunate to have that shop. You can get gifts in there. You can get lots of things for yourself. I can assure you of that in there, because that's what I've done. But I don't know. A lot of people may not know. We know, for those of us that live in the community, but I've gotten my Christmas tree from you, I think really since you started maybe carrying Christmas trees, but you carry Christmas trees at Christmas time as well, and wreaths, and talk about that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, yes, we've been in business a little over 10 years now, and that's how we started, was at Christmas too, because I owned a landscape and design company, and so the boys wanted something to do in the wintertime. So that was another, we thought, well, they said they wanted to do Christmas. I said, oh, boys, that's an awful lot of work. They said, that's okay, they'd help, and they did. And so it was very good. But the last 2 or 3 years, the Christmas trees have not been nice at all. And last year, actually, I was very, very, very disappointed in the trees. So, and I got them from the same source that I always have. But from now on, I won't be carrying Christmas trees, fresh-cut Christmas trees. Right.
Okay.
Right. I just can't find... Nick and I would go to Michigan, and they'd be fresh-cut and bring them in. But last year, it was just sad. It was just sad. It was just hard to get the Christmas trees. And as you know, it's hard finding help now, get it, you know, good help. So I will still have the grave blankets and the wreaths and the greenery and the decorations and all that. We'll still be in the swags and we'll still be doing all that. But I won't have Christmas trees from now on. So sorry.
I totally understand. No, I totally get it. You're like, you know, so many businesses, A, trying to get quality products and trying
yes.
to get help is
mm-hmm.
a constant struggle, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Amen. Yes.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, you talked about how we've talked about the shop a little bit, but you started with your landscape and design. Do
mm-hmm.
you still do that as well?
No, I sold that division off to Elite Landscape. They are right here in Clinton County. Both the boys live in Clinton County, and they have taken that over, and that's Jordan Gardner and Michael Kimball that own Elite Landscape, and Nick and I have sold the business landscape to that.
Sure.
The ground got a little farther away than it used to be for me.
I appreciate that so much. I would see you out there working. I'm like, wow, how does she still do that? So, let's talk about flowers. It is flower season, and you know, you have lovely flowers, and you were talking about pansies and marigolds and things. And so talk about some of the flowers that you have available for folks to come in and get. And then one thing that is great about talking with Roby as well, and again, our guest is Roby Bales from BCS Boutique in Michigan Town, is your knowledge of how you can help folks with their plants to grow properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some you can go maybe somewhere and buy a flower, but they're not mm-hmm. going to tell you anything about it. They mm-hmm. cannot help you with, that shouldn't be on that side of the house, or this needs that kind of soil. And that is one of the things that you actually specialize in.
Yes. As you know, my husband's an agronomist, so it's very, very important to start from the ground up. So when customers are asking me questions, I try to answer them so that will help them for a lifetime, so they'll have it. Our earth is just so important to us, and we need to take care of it. So whenever a customer comes in and describes what either the problem they're having or something that they're trying to create or they want, it's my job to help them to do that. And Cindy Evelyn is a very, very good. She's a retired school teacher that helps me. I'm so blessed to have her, and she has the knowledge too. It all comes from the background of farming and tending the soil and how what plants grow where at a certain place. And I do enjoy doing that. And as far as the flowers, again, I just listen to the customers. They tell me what they want. This year, I'm excited. I'm growing Lysianthus. So many people were coming in and said they wanted Lysianthus. So we're growing that. And then some begonias, beautiful, beautiful begonias. Those are already going out the door. Some double impatiens, just all kinds of beautiful. I've got all kinds of trailing plants. A lot of people were wanting more trailing plants and plants that would fit in the middle of containers. So you can put perennials in the middle of containers, and then you can leave them there if you want, or you can dig them back out and put them in the ground, and you haven't wasted a dime. You've spent your money very wisely. So just, I can't even begin to tell you what all the different flowers that we're going to have this spring. It's just a lot.
Again, Roby Bales from BCS Boutique is our guest today, and you're a certified horticulturalist as well.
Yes.
So people need to know this isn't, yes, she's good because she's done it forever, but she is a certified horticulturalist as well. I'm one of those people, I always feel like because, for example, today, it got really chilly mm-hmm. this morning, so I have not put any flowers out
mm-hmm.
yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too early, or have a lot of people already started and their full-blown pots are out already going?
Well, it's a combo of all. right now, like the alyssum, the pansies, the snapdragons, nemesia, all those can go out now because they love this cold weather. And they don't care whether it's cold or whether it's hot or whether it's sunny or whether it's shady. They're going to do just fine. So I do try to encourage people to go ahead and put your spring flowers out, that because they'll carry you all of March, all of April, and all of May. And then if you have them in pots, all you have to do is slide them into the shade. They'll keep right on going in July and August when it gets so hot, and then slide them back out. But yet, if you still have people want their petunias and their trailers and all those type of things in their pots, then and they can't wait, I tell them, go ahead and put them in their containers, but you will still have to cover them with a flannel sheet, just like tonight. You'll have to cover them with a flannel sheet for them to do well. But a lot of them, they go ahead and get their plants down, they're sliding them in the garage, and so they're keeping them in. The people just get so excited. Spring in Indiana is spring in Indiana, and they cannot help it. They've got to buy those plants.
I'm right
so
there with
buy
you.
Them and put them in the garage. It's fine.
Okay, I'm not the only one then.
No!
Well, we get so excited on those first warm days, and we're like, oh, spring, yeah. You know, and then spring fever sets in for everyone so badly that we just want to get, and I can't blame everybody. I do want to talk a little bit about roses. There's one spot that I've planted a couple of roses, and they just, at first, they start out great, but a few years in, they gradually start to not do so good. And I never know when to prune roses, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then I know that there is a soil issue with roses. Mm-hmm. They have to have a certain... So can we talk about roses for a little bit? What side of the house should they be on? How much sun do they need? When do we trim roses? That kind of thing.
Sure. So all roses need 6 to 8 hours of sun, and you might as well not plant a rose where it's not at least going to get 6 hours of sun. So they need 6 to 8 hours of sun, and then you prune them in March. Oh. So you want to wait until, same way with grasses, roses and grasses, you prune in March. Because you don't know in Indiana what our winters are going to do. So really you want to try to leave that dead growth up there because that kind of protects that rose. And then trim them wherever you want that height because they don't really care. Just wherever that height is, then you trim that in March. I've noticed this year a lot of dieback, which we didn't really have a real cold winter. But the roses have really died pretty far back. So then you go ahead and cut all that dead off in March. And a secret is to put Epsom salts around the roses, triple 12. They are heavy feeders. They love water and they're heavy feeders. So triple 12, spring and fall, or at least spring or fall, at least the triple 12. And then if you have Epsom salts, then you can put that around them too.
See, thank you so much. Now, are there other, you know, roses we talked about, they have to have 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. But there are other plants that have some really specific requirements. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of those and how we can make sure that they get what they need.
Okay. One is monk's hood. One's a wonderful plant is monk's hood, but it's for shade. So you want to obviously make sure that it gets in the shade, and it's a tall plant. So you have to have some room for that. Is there a particular plant that you were thinking about?
No.
There's so many.
There are so many. There are so many things. Is the ground temperature right now, it's okay to put things in the ground, or should they still be in pots?
No. Perennials can go in. I've sold a lot of perennials. So perennials can go in. They may get nipped at the top if we have a frost, but, you know, that's okay. There's just so many different plants. I'm not sure which plants. Hydrangeas, a lot of people love hydrangeas. So there are hydrangeas that that get cut on old wood. There are hydrangeas that get cut on new wood. There are hydrangeas that get cut on old and new wood. So, and then there's clematises. They are the same. Yes, it is a science. And yeah, I did go to IU East. I did go to IUK. I did go to Purdue. And then I've worked for a professor too. And then I've worked for a couple garden centers. All of it is just a lifetime of knowledge, thankfully, that I've accumulated and I can help people with. But it is a science. Same way with Nick's work. He does the soil and, you know, he does all the analytical work and he can pull soil from the ground and look at that soil, and then on a computer he can tell you exactly. He can turn around. It takes 3 years really to turn around soil, but that's your key. That's your answer. If you can get that soil figured out, just like for the roses, and they get bugs, but another plant, bugs won't even touch that plant, but it's trying to figure out which one of those is like I have a product I carry for the roses. It takes care of the mites. It takes care of the fungus. And it's also good for the soil. It protects the plants. So it's just a science that takes a long time.
Do you just do flowers or do you do vegetable plants as well then?
Oh, I have vegetable plants too. I grow tomatoes and peppers, but I also, Phil Carter here in Clinton County, he's a ag teacher from Clinton Central, a retired ag teacher from Clinton Central. He has tomatoes and peppers he grows, and I buy some from him and have them at my shop. And I do have those. I think everybody should have a tomato, a clematis, and a rose. So at the shop, I have tomatoes for $2. It's just a service that I think we should provide for, you know, that I provide for my customers to let them know just put one plant in the ground and watch that plant grow. And if that plant grows well for somebody, then off they go. They're ready to plant anything. So.
I agree. It does start like that. Roby Bales from BCS Boutique in Michigan Town is our guest today. And Nick wasn't able to come, but I do want to touch on some of the things that Nick does, because you guys have worked together for as long as I've known you folks. And so just talk about Nick's business and what he does as well.
Well, just like today, he's out getting his Polaris ready. He's going out to pull soil. He's an agronomist, so he pulls soil in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 different counties across. And he takes a probe and he probes the ground, of course, for the soil. And he helps to balance the soil back to nature, as close to it as you can. So many times farmers have hog manure, farmers have chicken manure, and so they use that, they utilize that, put that back on their ground, and that's a good thing. And he lets them know, he analyzes it to see where those balances are and what nutrients they may need in the soil. And so that's what he's done. And yes, we've been married for, 47, 48 years, something like that, a long time. And he's been doing that a very long time.
He has. And one of the things I was hoping Nick would come, I wanted to ask him about, and I don't know if you can help us with that or not, is how, talk about technology changing. Now he has the opportunity for, I call them drones, they're called unmanned aerial systems.
Yes.
But drones have, I'm sure, changed his business quite a bit.
Yes, he has a drone. He does use a drone. And I think probably many people know that he had a mishap about 3 years ago, about lost him. Yeah, if he was in the field and it would have happened, I would have never found him, because he goes all over. And so, but he had a dissected aortic aneurysm, and they saved Frankfurt Hospital saved his life. Yeah, it was just amazing, and they shipped him down to Indianapolis. Anyway, long story short, he's back to new. You would never know it. Cut him open. When they cut him open, it's straighter than I can sew. It's amazing, and you would never know it. He would never say anything, but he's a walking miracle. He truly is, and he's back to. And he was. I said, you know, but no, he wanted to, he's faithful to his clients, and they are faithful to him. And so he ended up getting the technology that you're referring to. He was probing everything manually, but now he has a probe that's on his Polaris that he goes and he probes the fields with, and he can pull quite a bit more acres doing that now.
Sure.
And then he got a drone, so he doesn't have to walk all the fields. He drives the drone over the fields.
Sure.
And lets the farmers know what's going on in their fields, whether they're having an insect problem or a fungus problem or just whatever it may be. And then he updated the computer software. He does a lot of work with his computer software. Carl shaking his head. Yeah, he understands about the computers. So I don't understand all the computer work that he does, the technology that he has on that. But it's all been updated, and you know how technology moves forward.
So that's Bales Consulting Service. That's Nick Bales. And if somebody would like to get a hold of Nick for farm ground or things to test their soil, how can they get a hold of him?
765-249-5068. That's the office number.
Sure.
And then when he gets back in the office, he would do that.
He also has, you can go to Bales Consulting Service as well on the web and check him out there,
yes,
too.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody has questions there. Before we let you go, what can we look forward to here in the summer? It's starting to look, but you know, one of the other things I forgot to talk about really quickly here, because I know we're running out of time, is you have added some really cute, I've gotten just all kinds of cute things for my outside. Like I have the pumpkins, the metal pumpkins that you've done, the little metal ghosts that you've done. And so you have other things besides just plants for the outdoors as well, because we know that you do flowers, and if people need, you know, grave things done, or if you need to send flowers to somebody, she can do all of that. But I wanted to touch on some of the other things outside that you offer too.
Thank you. Why, sure. I have wind turbines, or I call them wind turbines. That's not exactly the, they're called spinners, really. We have beautiful spinners outside. I have all kinds of metal things that solar at night, that shine up at night, that are cute outside, that are in the resemblance of flowers. I have mushrooms. Oh, my lands. The mushrooms are going to be popular this year. And I have every kind of mushroom you can think of, lighted and unlighted. Oh, I got some beautiful hot air balloon chimes, wind chimes in. They are precious. And then I got in some signs with a red Ford truck. That's just, it's a big sign. We have all kinds. Nick, and a lot of people don't know this, but Nick's very supportive of the boutique, and he's the behind the scenes kind of guy, and he makes sure that this is done and that's done and that it's well taken care of. But anyway, the signs that are all there, he's responsible for. He's crazy, and he got all kinds of signs to put in the shop.
Oh, but they're adorable. So, I love my little ghost ones. They are so cute. Because at night, you're coming down the road, you can see the little ghosts, but they're adorable. Anyway, BCS Boutique, right downtown Michigantown, right there on the main drag on 421, 29, whatever you want to call it. She has all kinds of flowers for spring. She can help you with your soil. She can tell you what works best on what side of the house and how much sunlight they need. And she's got the boutique as well. There are everything from candles to clothes to goodies to gift items galore, flowers, obviously, and now a new cooler where we can get some fresh cut flowers as well. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anything? There's so much.
Sure.
It's really hard. That's true. There is just so much that you have packed in there. Uh-huh. It does make it worth, you know, even if somebody is like, oh, I don't know if it's worth the drive, folks, I'm telling you. So I'm disappointed about the Christmas trees, but I totally understand. And you still will do grave blankets and wreaths and things like that. So we can look forward to all of that.
Right.
Still.
And the giftables, I forgot to tell it, you know, if somebody comes in and tells me that they're going to a birthday party, like you said, then I will put it in a gift bag with ribbons on it, and that's not any extra charge. And a lot of people will do that. They're in a hurry. They're in between ball games, and they've got to go to a birthday party.
Sure.
So they stop and pick up something, and I automatically put that in a sack with a tissue and ribbon and things on it. So.
She's the bomb diggity. What can we say? I know it. How can they get a hold of you if they have questions or need something?
Same thing, 765-437. Well, this is my cell phone. 765-437-3647. That's my cell. Office is 765-249-5068. And, of course, the web, like you were
talking about. BCS Boutique is where you can go check that out. That's right. So Roby Bales from BCS Boutique, and for Nick Bales as well. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you very much.
Awesome.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM.